taking the airport to court.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The airlines lost millions of dollars in the last few days because of this terrorism threat in Britain. A couple of those airlines don't like the way Britain's airport authority handled the situation. British Airways and Virgin are threatening to sue the authority for not being prepared. British Airways had to cancel 700 flights at London's Heathrow Airport. The company's CEO says the long lines were like a bad dream at Disneyland. There's a new drug for smokers trying to quit. It's called Chantix. A study out today says it's the real deal. Now, wink, wink, the maker of the drug paid for the study. But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. Helen Palmer reports from the health desk at WGBH.
The Journal of the American Medical Association study notes prominently that drug company Pfizer paid for and helped design the clinical trials for Chantix. But report author Mitchell Nide says independent researchers and the FDA approved the methodology, which tested both the drug and a placebo.
The patients and we are all blinded to which medication people are on. Plus, we independently verify the results before we publish the data.
According to the study, Chantix helped 14% of subjects kick the smoking habit long term. That's nearly three times the rate of those who got the placebo. Pfizer's selling Chantix for about $3.20 a pill. Smokers spend at least $300 million a year on aids to help them quit. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
Dropping oil prices helped give Wall Street a boost. The Dow was up 0.1% to 11,097. The Nasdaq gained 0.5%. And today, oil is still sliding back toward $73 a barrel. More people are investing in clean technologies like solar power and biofuels. Last quarter, those investments hit a record level. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sam Eaton reports.
Venture capital investments in clean tech rose to a record $843 million. That's the eighth consecutive quarter of growth within the sector, which includes everything from renewable energy technologies to transportation to water purification. Joel McCower with the research firm CleanEdge says there's a simple reason for all this growth.
Energy prices.
But McCower says dig a little deeper, and there are signs of a maturing industry.
There's been a groundswell of garage tinkerers, university labs, all sorts of researchers and inside corporations that have been developing clean technologies for the past 4 or 5 years, and we're finally seeing the fruits of those labors come into the business venture stage.
That doesn't mean the market is free from growing pains. One investment index which tracks shares of clean tech companies dropped 11% in the second quarter. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
One thing you don't want your laptop computer to do is catch on fire, especially if it's in your lap. But Dell says some of the Sony batteries installed on its computers could erupt in flames. In fact, they have at least 6 times, including once on an airplane. The plane hadn't taken off yet. Dell is recalling 4 million batteries installed in notebooks from April 2004 until now. This is Marketplace. HealthSouth's high-profile trial grabbed headlines alongside names like Enron and WorldCom. But unlike those companies, HealthSouth is rehabilitating. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
CEO Jay Grinney just announced the company plans to sell the outpatient rehab clinics that started it all. Healthcare analyst Derek Dagnan says the firm also wants to spin off its outpatient surgery centers.
The proceeds from these sales will likely be used to pay down debt, which would give HealthSouth the financial flexibility to continue to grow and operate as a profitable company over the long term.
HealthSouth wants to focus on its most profitable sector, inpatient rehab for a mostly Medicare crowd. Dagnan says just a year ago, HealthSouth bosses had to deal with creditors, lawyers, and a diverse business. HealthSouth also announced it is keeping its name after consumer studies found the brand largely untainted in much of the country. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters. The facts, without spin, as they happen. Reuters helps you stay in the know now. And by Fast Signs, providing sign and graphic solutions to businesses worldwide. Information available at fastsigns.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. A lot of this country's great business minds got their start selling lemonade as kids. Ray Kroc, the McDonald's founder, for example. This summer, the magazine Inc.com decided to celebrate one of those budding entrepreneurs. Later this morning, they'll announce the winner of the best lemonade stand in America. Reporter Alex Goldmark went to suburban New Jersey to check out some of the competition.
Two cups. Okay. I got one.
I'll put the lemon on it. It's 50 cents a cup.
The four Martin brothers make a good team.
I'm senior VP of managing, actually operations. I just like overlook stuff and like encourage them in their job.
That's the oldest. He's 13. The VP of marketing, he's 7.
I had to find out where the signs go, and I helped make them.
They have matching shirts, a prime roadside location, and according to their newest hire, a solid business plan.
Whoever doesn't like the lemonade stand, I give their money back. Whoever likes it, we keep it.
The average age of the entrepreneur in America is going down. People are starting companies younger and younger.
Rod Kurtz of Inc.com has been reviewing the entries all summer long.
It's been fascinating how sophisticated some of these kids are. We were looking at ages 5 to 12, and there were some really sharp young business minds out there.
Some kids used blind taste tests to find the best lemonade. There were cost per cup calculations and many donations to charity. Kurt sees the contest as a chance to give the kids a lesson in the basics of business.
Some of the tips we provided, one was to diversify. Another one that we had fun with, though, is a tip, be nice to your parents. And it sounds kind of funny, but a lot of these kids enlist their parents the same way a lot of entrepreneurs enlist family members for funding and other things.
My favorite tip was probably charge a lot.
11-year-old Mark Wrinkle took the tips seriously. And he did take a loan from his parents, with 15% interest. But it paid off.
Well, I made $236. I probably got near $100. And I had to pay off my business loan. And I had to pay my employees. They wanted 10%.
He donated $50 to charity, too. Here's his mother, Marissa.
I knew that he had learned a lot from this contest when we were playing mini golf, and he wanted to know if they were able to charge more because they were offering a great product. And I said, you learned that from the lemonade stand contest, didn't you?
You got to start somewhere if you want to end up a CEO.
I want to be the manager of a business. Yeah, I don't want to work for money. I want it to work for me.
Sounds like a plan. I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
Looking to take the Marketplace Morning Report out on the road? You can do it. We're podcasting. Check out the details at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's like 1987 and...
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.